It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number three of our show this week, which means it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Hey, the 409 Tailgate Crew is opening a retail outlet in Happy Valley. It's the Tailgate Corner at the Emporium in the Nittany Mall. You can join them on Friday nights prior to the home games for a free F-R-E-E tasting of tailgate barbecue and wine. If you always wanted to give their barbecue a try, this is your chance to sample a little bit of their cue. You won't regret it. And if that's not enough, you can join the 409 Tailgate Club team for an exclusive tailgate party at the stadium for the home opener against Idaho. Tailgate barbecue, wine, beer, super side dishes, great desserts. For more information and get your ticket, go to the tailgatecorner.com and click on the button on the front page to find out how to get tickets and for more information. Okay, Ross, you're here. It's good to see you again. You ready for some questions?
Absolutely. Let me just say one thing about what you just said about the 409 Tailgate Club thing.
Yeah, I'm going to the Tailgate Club for the barbecue for the
Idaho. One thing needs to be said. Free is for me.
Free is for you.
I am into free.
You said it's eating and drinking season.
It is eating and drinking season. It is football season. It is everything. It's all happening. And yeah, everybody should stop. Why would you not stop by if it's free food? Free delicious food.
You got to buy. Oh, yeah, for the free food. I'm going to the tailgate at for the Idaho game.
Nice.
The full tailgate because I just want to sit there and eat. All right, let's go. Let's start with Andrews in San Marcos, California. He says, hey, Ross, what makes a great position coach? And who is the best position coach you ever played for and why? Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. I like that one.
It's a very good question. And I'll tell you why. Because position coaches are a lot more important than people realize.
Yep.
A lot more important. I can give you so many examples. I'll give you one. 2003 with the Buffalo Bills. Our running backs were a mess when it came to pass protection. We gave up a bunch of sacks, partially because Bledsoe holds the ball, and I love Drew Bledsoe. But a lot of it was the running backs didn't know who they were supposed to block. I mean, it was bad. Often. The next year, it was the same exact guys. It was Willis McGahee, Travis Henry, but a different running backs coach. It was actually the next year was Eric Studisville, who's been like an interim head coach for the Broncos and stuff. It was like night and day. And I had nine different offensive line coaches in the NFL. And I can tell you that there's no question in my mind that those guys provide a lot of value and that there's a wide range of what those guys provided. If I were an NFL team with no salary cap for coaches, I would spend a lot of money to make sure I had a good special teams coordinator, of course, but also good position coaches across the board, especially O-line coach. I would say, and I had a lot of very famous offensive line coaches, Jim McNally, Joe Bugle. The best one was Dante Scarnecchia, who's still the Patriots offensive line coach. And I would say that there are two things that made him the best. Number one is he did not accept mental mistakes. Mm-hmm. Like you just either didn't play or you weren't there. Because mental mistakes will get you beat. And he just had us so well prepared. Secondly, he was demanding. I mean, our individual period, I hated it. We would just run up and down the field doing outside zone 10 yards this way, outside zone the other way, outside zone 10 yards sprinting to the point where you felt like you're almost going to throw up. But guess what? I don't think any of us were heavier than like 312. We were all between 295 and 312. Several of the guys like Matt Light, Steve Neal, you could see ab muscles. Like, I mean, we were in good shape. So watch the Patriots in the fourth quarter and overtime and stuff like that. That offensive line is still humming. And it's like the old saying, when it gets too tough for everybody else. It's just right for them. That's the Patriots. Skarnecki, a good question.
All right. Good question, Andrew. Thanks. Let's go on to Dan in Wilkes-Barre. He goes, hey, Ross, I've heard you say that you need to be three deep on the defensive line to keep guys fresh. Why don't offensive linemen need breaks to stay fresh as well? In the NFL, they seem to rotate both more similarly.
So, well, no. In the NFL, they don't rotate the offensive linemen. What did he say at the end there?
He said, it seems in the NFL, they rotate both more similarly.
No, they never rotate offensive linemen, hardly ever. Yeah. They rotate defensive linemen a lot. And the reasoning is because defensive line does not need chemistry and continuity like offensive line does. Defensive line, you're usually working independently of each other. Offensive line, you're usually working in concert with the guy next to you. And also, defensive line is a lot more tiring. So on a run play, you are typically trying to stand your ground against 600 pounds of force because the offensive line is trying to get multiple double teams
right
at the point of attack. So you got to hold your ground against 600 pounds. That is a lot of strain on your joints and body. Then when you rush the passer, there's nothing more tiring than that. Nothing.
Yeah.
Like if you guys, I don't know if you guys have ever tried, but try to rush the passer. It just totally gasses you, which is why teams like to hurry up. Because if you can get a first down and keep the D-line on the field without being able to rotate, it would be the equivalent, Andy, you're a hockey guy, right?
I am.
It's almost the equivalent of one team makes a line change.
And the other team can't.
And the other team can't. And so it might be okay right away. But as that shift keeps going and going,
gas,
those guys are going to start to have less and less juice, and the team that switched out is going to be a lot better. So that's the reason. And you need three deep because you really are going to play four, maybe five. So, and at least one lineman gets hurt every year, just the right way it is. So right, you better be three deep.
You're listening to Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. For all your barbecue sauce, rubs, and 409 tailgate wine needs, please visit 409tailgateclub.com. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And I want to remind you, the listener deemed with the number one question, they'll get a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com with some sauces and rubs. All right, let's go to Brad in Doylestown, Ross. He says, hey, Ross, with you being an offensive lineman, imagine you get to take over the Penn State offensive line. In the first week, what would you want to teach the Penn State offensive line, and who would your starting five be this year?
Starting five would be Rasheed Walker, left tackle, Gonzalez, left guard, Mennett, center, C.J. Thorpe, right guard, Fries, right tackle. I reserve the right to change my mind on Thorpe after watching the first two games, but I was impressed with what I saw from him in spring ball. I kind of like on both sides they have a veteran and a young guy, veteran and a young guy. I would teach them a couple things. Number one, I would point to what C.J. Thorpe does during the play and right until the ref blows a whistle and say, I want you all to be like that. I am a firm believer that you need to have a prick. Can I say prick? Okay. That was Jim. He's not on mic. But I'm a firm believer that you need to have at least one prick. And honestly, why are you laughing about it? Is prick a bad word?
No. It's just you don't usually hear that word. You usually hear another word.
What other word? A jerk?
Well, yeah. Or, I mean, yeah. You hear a lot of different words. That's not a word you hear a lot.
Yeah. But it's not like a swear word.
No. We know what you mean. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I like
prick,
it.
Prick. Prick, prickity. Yeah. Prick, prick, yeah. Prick. Anyway, so here's my point, all right? Stop being pricks, by the way, about this. So I just believe that finishing plays, cleaning piles, I believe that stuff wears on a defensive line and linebackers by the end of the game. I believe it gets their head out of the game. And I would want as many pricks on my offensive line as possible. That's how I played. I wasn't a great player, but I really thought that that was the only way it was enjoyable. The game for me was about trying to physically punish as many dudes as I could. That's what I liked about it. Maybe that's barbaric. I don't give a prick if that's barbaric, okay? I like doing it. The second thing I would say is a technical thing, which is I just like to see him jump set more. I just like jump to set. See him. So be like CJ Thorpe in terms of being a finisher would probably be number one. Number two, technically, I feel like they do the same thing with their pass sets. And let me just tell you, if you try to play in the NFL and you do the same thing every time, you're dead.
You're going to get beat.
If you go kick, kick, punch, you are dead. Like, watch Andre Dillard for the Eagles. He's a rookie first round pick. He knows. He'll jump set. He'll go independent hands. He'll go forklift. Like, you can't do the same thing every time. And if I had to critique a Penn State's offensive line, it's that it looks to me like all those guys are doing the same thing every time, and good rushers figure it out, and then you have what happens against Michigan State and Michigan and Iowa and Ohio State where they get beat.
Russ, real quick, jump set is what?
Jump set is to rather than – thank you, Bob. By the way, that's just a side note. Great example right there. As a television color commentator, you are taught if you say a gap or three technique – or jump set to explain it because a lot of the viewers or listeners don't know. So a jump set is basically to try to close the horizontal distance between you and the pass rusher as soon as possible and to be aggressive. So rather than taking a kick step back, you are aggressive. You almost make it like it's a run play and you go attack. Look, I had a couple coaches I really respect. They used to have us take a kick set when you're at guard. Those NFL defensive tackles, okay, I don't know where they come from. It's like Alabama and Mississippi and stuff. They are like 6'3", 340, and unbelievably powerful and explosive. Why would you have any of your momentum going anywhere but forward?
Right.
That dude is trying to kill you and embarrass you in front of millions of people. Go hit him before he hits you. Jump set him. Be aggressive. I did it all the time. It's the only reason why I was able to succeed. I don't see the Penn State kids on the offensive line do it enough. Honestly, they were all good questions.
We only got to three.
Well, so what?
They were good ones.
Good.
I said they were good ones this week.
Let's do the first one. What was the first one?
The first one was from Andrew in San Marcos about what makes a great position coach.
Yeah, that was the best one. That was good. They were all good, though. Excellent. Where were you guys all the other weeks when they stunk?
All right, that'll do it for Ask Ross this week. Stick around. We're going to close strong and preview the 2019 defense. We'll be right back.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.